Radio 1 Extra News Beat with Chris Smith.
This is BBC Radio 1 Extra.
From today, if you post revenge porn online, you could face 2 years in jail, but not in Northern Ireland.
This stuff is happening, it's taking place, so I think there needs to be protection for victims and there needs to be repercussions for perpetrators.
BBC.
From today, the law has changed in England and Wales, so revenge porn is a criminal offence. And if you post private sexual pictures online, you could be jailed for 2 years. But the law hasn't changed in Northern Ireland, and campaigners are telling Newsbeat it needs to. Newsbeat's Anna Cookson has this report.
When Falami Prihe from Bristol ended a two-year relationship, her ex posted intimate pictures of her online.
He decided to hurt me and publicly shame me by, you know, sharing those photos. And I then realised he had also put them on porn sites.
Falami said she was mortified and very angry. So she supports the change in the law today for England and Wales. It's now illegal to post or share private sexual pictures to hurt another person. That includes on social networks as well as sending pictures on text. But Falami says more people need to be campaigning for this in Northern Ireland too.
There's nobody that's actually come out and spoke about it publicly to raise that awareness, because I think by me coming out and speaking, that has raised awareness. I think, you know, I need to get over there and talk, you know, make it public.
One person who is talking about this in Northern Ireland is Wayne Denner, who goes around schools talking about how to stay safe online and protect your reputation.
The main concern for me is that, you know, this stuff is happening, it's taking place, and students are coming up to me talking about, you know, having inappropriate pictures on their devices.
He would like to see a change in the law.
There needs to be protection for victims and there needs to be repercussions for perpetrators.
The Department of Justice in Northern Ireland has told Newsbeat it's considering making revenge porn an offence, but any change is unlikely to come soon. Scotland is a step closer. There's a consultation on whether to change the law at the moment. You've got until the 19th of June if you'd like to have your say. There are already some laws that can be used to prosecute offenders, but the campaigners, like Polly Neat from Women's Aid, say it's really important that there's a specific law.
Using existing laws basically means a failure to recognise the unique issues that surround revenge porn, so it does need its own set of laws, and we would like to see Northern Ireland take some action on this as soon as possible.
Between 2011 to 2014, 149 people came forward as victims of revenge porn, according to 8 police forces in England and Wales. Only 6 cases led to cautions or charges under the old law. Julie Tierney is a family lawyer at Edwards & Co Solicitor in Belfast. She told us she's dealing with increasing cases of revenge porn, and a change in the law in Northern Ireland would help.
Any sort of protection for victims being heightened in any way, shape or form would definitely be welcomed.
Newsbeat.